This is episode 1100. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing today? I want to congratulate you. If you've been with us through the entire series, because this is the final episode in a 7-part series to help you sleep better. It's a series called Sunset Meditations, and I've encouraged you to go out and meditate with the sunset this week. And this is a phenomenal way to help you ease into sleep bliss. In today's episode, our final episode, I'm going to share with you a peace meditation technique you can do as you meditate today. You might even do this as you're lying down in bed, getting ready to ease into sleep. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different technique every day here on this podcast. And the techniques are customized around the theme we explore for a full week, so you can really master a particular quality in your life when you focus on it for an entire week using meditation to help you along the way. And I have been sharing with you this week the essentials of your own sleep ritual. I've encouraged you to put together a sleep ritual as a way to transition you from the events of the day to sleep. And as you do this, you start to break away from the distractions and the dramas of the day, and you begin to interiorize or pull more inward, so you become more reflective and more receptive to what you need. So a sleep ritual is a beautiful way to take good care of yourself if you need a little more self-care. And my suggestion for you for today, for your final sleep ritual tip, is to keep a journal. And I've recommended journals to you in the past, and I actually share a weekly journal for members of a meditation subscription site that I have at my website. If you keep a journal, you begin to focus your mind every day when you write in your journal. And I recommend you write in your journal at the end of your day, because the process of writing in a journal is a form of release. It allows you to let go of and put closure on events of the day, and again, to transition and refocus your mind on what serves you best. And gratitude is one of the most powerful supportive emotions. So if you could keep a gratitude journal and simply write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, you will find, even after doing this for a few days, that you do begin to look for things to be grateful for throughout your day. And the process of writing it down in a journal helps to keep you accountable so that you don't forget to look for things to be grateful for each day. Another way to use this journal is if you've had a very difficult day. You may need a little more release. It may be difficult to even think of what you're grateful for on some days. And so if you use your journal in a way to dump the tension of the day, your worries, your fears, your doubts onto the page without proper sentence structure, without forming paragraphs or sentences, simply dumping your emotions there. You will find this a beautiful release. And it's beautiful because when you have this kind of ritual that you do every day, when you're experiencing your greatest challenges, your brain, the part that you develop when you meditate, your prefrontal lobes, it becomes activated to focus on whatever you do most consistently. And if you have the consistency to write in a journal each day, then when you're triggered by stress, your brain automatically remembers, oh, I'll release this tonight in my journal. And so you're much more likely to be able to disperse your stress and manage it in a much better way when you know what you can do with it. So you don't have to react saying words you regret later or doing things you wish you wouldn't have done, because you know, I'm going to do this emotional dump in my journal tonight. I think you will find this to be an incredibly supportive ritual for you the more consistently you do it. And this will bring you great peace. And that's what it's all about as you drift into sleep. So I encourage you, as you get ready to meditate today, as you relax your body and ease into your meditation, focus on what brings you peace. And consider your day, this very day, and go through the events of the day in reverse, starting with this very moment. And consider the different people, situations, events that happened this day that brought you peace. Even if it was a difficult day, you could probably think of the beautiful weather you may have had, a beautiful cup of tea or coffee or smoothie you had a chance to enjoy, the smile of someone that lit up your day. So consider what brought you peace today. As you reflect on your day, and then break away from the technique and sit in stillness, allowing these sensations to seep within you as you drift into sleep. I have so enjoyed sharing this sunset meditation series with you. I wish you peace as you sleep. And if you'd like to be guided a little more deeply in your meditation, or if you're new to meditation and you wonder how to meditate, I have a way for you to explore more. And you can find a subscription membership site at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can find instant access to over 1,000 meditations. They're half-hour meditations, and you can break off at the 15-minute point. If that's all you have time for. But you have always the option to meditate for half an hour. And you also get a journal customized around the series, as well as a guide with all the techniques, so you can refer to them again and again. You also get access to a private Facebook group. And you can try this for 2 weeks free. Again, that's at sipandom.com. If you would like to explore meditation a little more deeply. For now, go into the peace of your sleep, knowing you're giving yourself one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.